Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 18, Polokwane 17, Rustenburg 25 degrees.
A new development in Alexandra on the N3 southbound, a crash before the London Road causing some heavy traffic.
A truck accident on Van Rienen's pass on the N3 toll route near Van Rienen has caused severe traffic disruptions. The crash involving two trucks resulted in a spill and significant congestion in both directions. The road has, however, since been reopened. Here's Chief Operating Officer Tanya Dugra.
There's currently an extensive backlog of traffic and congestion in the vicinity of the crash. Please contact the 24-hour N3 helpline on 0800 634357 to report any emergencies while travelling on the N3 toll route between Sadara in KwaZulu-Natal and Heidelberg in Gauteng.
At least one person has been injured after a gas explosion incident in Akenhof in Johannesburg. Emergency services say 9 gas cylinders exploded at a storage facility this morning. Here's Johannesburg EMS spokesperson Xolile Khumalo.
The cause of the explosion is not yet known. EMS would like to caution gas suppliers and distributors to adhere to flammable liquids bylaws.
The Minister of Electricity and Energy, José Nzora Magopa, says his department is committed to reducing the greenhouse gas emissions by anything between 350 to 420 megatons of CO2 equivalent per annum. Eskom and Sasol executives signed a memorandum of understanding today as part of Eskom's commitment to ensuring reliable, cost-effective and environmentally suitable energy solutions. Magopa says the two companies are collaborating to reshape the country's energy landscape.
We have to prioritize two major entities, and that is Sasol and also Eskom. And it is in the interest of the country that we protect the interest of Sasol.
Minister in the Presidency, Kombutso Ntshavheni, says Cabinet has approached the publication of the draft policy direction on the phasing out of the 10177 and 10111, and as well as 107 emergency numbers for public consultation. The numbers have been known as ambulance, police and public emergency numbers. South Africans will soon have to use one single number for emergencies, short code 112.
This will ensure that people under stress do not have to remember multiplicity of numbers when they require emergency services or have their calls routed inadequately.
And finally, a Thai woman has been rescued by police after being strangled by a python for more than 2 hours. The 64-year-old woman was doing dishes at home on the outskirts of Bangkok when she felt several bites on her leg. The python then wrapped itself around her and struggled for almost 2 hours to free herself. It took rescuers more than 30 minutes to free her. I'm Chanel September. Dit video hoofnies te eer. 'N vragmotorongeluk op Van Rienen's pas het op die N3 taalroute naby Van Rienen hervat en ernstig verkeersontwrigtings veroorsaak.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do.
On Jacaranda FM.
Judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, please.